Hello, world. This is the Sydney Silver Show. This is a show designed to piss you all off or freak you all out until I make you all love each other. That's right, friends. Time to duke it out. If you disagree with me, don't be afraid to argue with me. I will win, but I'm just saying. Just kidding. Today, it's the Redhead Show. This is my co-hostess today, Victoria Rossi. You want to say hi, Victoria?
Hi.
I'm in red hair. So, and today we are interviewing the 56-year-old prostitute. I'm very excited about it. Her name, we are calling her Marissa. She's in disguise and voice disguise. You want to say hi, Marissa?
Hi, y'all.
Hi. I just want to say before we go on, I want to really, like, commend you for your courage coming on the show today, because I know it probably wasn't easy for you to come here. We're going to ask you a lot of questions and ask you to open up to us. So thank you so much. I really admire your courage.
Well, thank you.
And you as a person.
All right.
So really fast, I've been wanting to say this for a long time, but I haven't gotten to it. There's a man over at the cable company named Cox. We're actually on Cox TV in Las Vegas. And a lot of other television companies turned me down because they didn't like my content. But John, when I called him, started laughing, said, "Hey, I love your show, Sydney. I like the idea." And he's really the one, John over at Cox, who helped me get the show on television and really helped push for me when I was having problems. So I just wanted to say thank you so much, John. I really appreciate all of your help. I love being on Cox. I think everyone in the room likes Cox.
We love Cox.
I love Cox too. Do you like Cox?
We do.
Okay, good. We all like Cox in the room. So thank you, Cox. Cox are good. We love Cox.
Yay.
Okay. That's a good one for John right there. I'll send that over to him. Also, I wanted to say my good news of the day is my friend from Facebook who comes from Pakistan. His name is Ali Hussein Bukhari. Or how do you say it?
Bukhari.
Oh, thank you. She's good with the Arabic or whatever that language is. I don't even know if he's Arabic. He made a quote on my Facebook that was like my favorite quote ever, probably in my life. I can't say that because I have a lot of favorite quotes and I'm already always posting them. But I just wanted to mention his quote. He comes from Pakistan, right? And he actually put on my Facebook, he said, "Sydney, before I met you, I never knew what it was like to know a free woman, and I like it." And that just meant so much to me. It's a really awesome quote. I just wanted to say thank you to Ali for making that quote and just share it with the world. Okay, so on to Marissa. And before anyone gets mad at me for actually hanging out with and asking questions of a prostitute, I just want to mention the fact that Jesus Christ said to be like him, and he hung out with prostitutes and he helped prostitutes. So if you have any issues with this, I just want you to check yourself and realize I might be being more Christ-like than you for this show. So there's going to be no, you know, if anyone tortures her on this show, basically I'm going to kick your butt. All right, on the comments. Marissa, so the first question I want to ask you is, I guess just how did you get into escorting?
Well, back in the day, I used to be a stripper. And there were some opportunities that presented themselves when I did that. And then years later, when I was making a career change and I needed to have, additional income, I don't remember how I stumbled onto it, but I did and thought, well, I've done it before. I can rely on it now.
Yeah, you mean you've had sex before? Right?
Yes.
No big deal.
A few times.
I think a lot of us have.
Yeah. Didn't we all?
I've had a lot of sex, so I think it's no big deal. But I know to a lot of people in our culture, it is a big deal. It's like, oh, a woman having sex, like that's still not even supposed to happen, which is so crazy because it's like, who are the men going to have sex with if the women don't have sex?
Well, I tell you, right? Nothing is more, I guess, disarming to society, but a young woman enjoying her sexuality like Madonna in her day or Miley Cyrus now, they just really try to put her down. So
yeah, that is so true.
Yeah, I've noticed that happening with Miley too, right? Yeah, I actually like what Miley's doing. So, and you're actually older than what I would have thought an escort or a prostitute could be, which I really find that to be admirable. Like, I actually look up to that. Like, I think it's pretty cool that you're an older woman and you're still considered attractive and so attractive that guys will actually pay you for your time and sex. So how old were you when you first started escorting?
42.
You were 42 when you started?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, and I've always been one of those people that's really active and takes care of myself and eats right. And so, you know, you just continue to do that. And shoot, there are 20-year-olds that look horrible.
Mm, I like that. Okay, cool. So,
no,
you
she's
know,
right. Yes.
Yeah. So it means basically as you get older, just stay healthy and you're always going to be considered attractive to somebody, right? Are your customers mostly older customers, younger customers?
They have been all different ages.
You know, it's funny because as I was getting older, I realized something. The older I got, the younger the guys got. Like a lot of younger guys like older women. They
That's
have like
true.
A fetish.
Yeah.
That, or they just like it. So, all right. And did you want to go ahead and ask this one, Victoria?
No,
she's like really shy right now. Okay, so why?
I'm listening.
Why are you an escort? Why do you do this instead of something else?
Well, I have another endeavor in life, and if I relied on that alone for my income, I would not have a very good standard of living. It sometimes it's fine, but sometimes it fluctuates. So this keeps me on an even keel, and it gives me the flexibility I need to pursue my dreams.
Oh, interesting. So you're funding, are you funding something else?
Or? Yeah, I mean, I'm just filling in the gaps in my income.
Okay. And I guess it's pays better than working fast food, right?
Well, there's that. And then also, I don't have a schedule. Okay. You know, I'm on my own boss, which, you know, has so many benefits.
Interesting. You're your own boss. So you're actually a businesswoman.
Exactly. And when my week unfolds, I have other, you know, appointments and considerations, and then I can fill it in on my own time instead of having to have it dictated to me.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, my question would be, a lot of people are going to be thinking at this point. Did you have a question, Victoria?
I just want to ask, do you like that?
Do I like what?
Do you like the job? Like, do you like it? Do you enjoy it? The job? Like, sometimes the
there
you know?
There are aspects of it that are very enjoyable. Yes, I for one really enjoy sex. That doesn't mean that I enjoy it with everybody all the time. It is the kind of thing that you're doing, that I'm doing. People want to come see me. They're happy when they get there, usually, unless they're just really morons, which there's a few of those. But you know, I mean, I could think of a million other things that would be worse.
Yeah, I was actually
would be less fulfilling. And
I'm gonna say, you know, when I worked at the gym graveyard, I had to deal with a lot of morons, and I wasn't getting paid for it either.
Right,
it sucked. So
they're everywhere.
That was my question too. A lot of people are going to be thinking at this point, like, well, aren't you kind of like being degraded? Is it degrading to you, or do you feel
well? There,
or
there are certain
sometimes
there are certain men who do have that kind of attitude, mm-hmm. and you just learn to recognize that when you're speaking with them and setting up an appointment or texting or whatever, and you avoid them.
Okay.
Most of the clientele are very respectful and polite and very nice people.
So you can actually kind of pick and choose who you want to.
Absolutely. You don't have to see some jerk.
Okay. I assume sometimes you probably do put up with some crap you don't like for money's sake, right?
Oh, you know, the line gets a little gray, but I do have definitive rules of conduct.
Okay.
And if gentlemen step across those lines, I either end the session or I might be polite and wait to the end and just never see them again.
Well, and then there's also the fact that even in another job, you're going to be putting up with crap that you don't like, and you also can be degraded in other jobs. I know I worked at a call center once. We were in training, and the lady came in. I was getting paid like $8 an hour, which is like was minimum wage for California at the time, and she was already screaming at us, and I was like, lady, we're not even out of training yet, and you're treating me like I'm a piece of dirt.
Well, I mean, back in the day, you know, working in an office, I was told to go fix the coffee, and then, you know, men would sexually harass you, you know, like, what are you wearing underneath that dress? And they knew, at the time I was married, they knew I was married, so, yeah.
So you were just making money off that now, right?
Exactly.
Awesome. Okay, well, and I wanted to ask, like, what is it like to be a prostitute? Are you happy? Are you not happy? And would you... I'm trying to learn not to ask too many questions at once. I'm going to stop right there.
Okay, well, I guess the most frustrating aspect is that some gentlemen don't take what I'm doing very seriously, and they can flake on you. So you make appointments and you restructure your life to meet them, and then they don't call, or, you know, you don't have a flow because they don't have the proper respect for your time.
But then
that is the most frustrating part, I think.
Some gentlemen are respectful of your time.
Oh, absolutely. And nice to you. Yes. You know, sometimes I get calls a month in advance. Hey, I'm going to be there and I want to see you on such and such day. And we'll go out to dinner and whatever. And those are the ones that are usually the most responsible because they really want to see you.
Okay. So I also had this idea that one of the interesting things about sex and women is that we don't necessarily, when we're having sex, we could feel pleasure, but we can still have sex even if we're not feeling pleasure, which I actually think is kind of a powerful thing because then it means that we can do it when we want to for our own purposes instead of, say, a guy, he's going to have to basically get it up.
Yes, but I try to at least put my mind somewhere where I can... In my mind, at least, I'm having a good time.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think of my favorite movie star du jour.
Oh, yeah?
And that really does help.
Who's the hottest movie star you think about?
I'm really doing it with Ryan Gosling these days.
Ah, I love him. He's so hot. Okay, so Ryan Gosling, you're getting thought about during...
are, baby.
You're helping someone have a good time in her work, so that's pretty awesome. Okay, and you had told me once that your job is kind of like dating a bunch of guys all at once. What does that mean?
Well, I think I was just trying to explain that in all instances, but in some instances, a marriage is a way of a lady having a financial security. So instead of just having one gentleman that offers me financial security, I have several.
Mm-hmm. So you're basically saying what's different? I think I'm paraphrasing now. Are you telling me that in some cases it's like what's different with what you're doing with what a lot of wives are doing when they're getting married, not necessarily for love?
Some wives, you know, I mean, obviously some marriages, they're, you know, are not predicated by that particular issue.
They're more about the money and the security. And,
yeah. Uh-huh. As we all know.
Yeah. Oh, I had that argument with someone in my family once because she was dating rich men. And I was like, well, what's the difference between that and basically prostitution? Oh, she got really mad at me. I don't want to say who it was because she's probably still mad at me about that.
Well.
I mean, I wasn't saying it was a bad thing. I was just saying, you know, be honest about it. About
exactly.
What you're doing.
Exactly.
You know, don't
if
try to say
if you're just with a
different.
Man because he can give you these baubles that you need and a fancy car, then...
Might as well call it what it is.
Exactly.
And then everyone can go home happy. So
well, that's almost like when you get married to a rich guy and you are a young and pretty girl, right?
Yeah, that's
sounds
what we're saying.
The same.
Yeah.
If you get married just for the money and great lifestyle, here you go.
Same thing. Yeah. So, okay. That's interesting. What are we've kind of gone over, I think, some of the positives. You make a pretty good income, it's flexible and everything, but what are some of the negatives? Oh, you said that the guys will flake on you, maybe they're not respectful all the time. Is there anything else?
Yes, of course. There's the aspect that in my quote-unquote real life, I have to hide this.
Mm, yeah, that must be hard on you. Is it hard? Do you get lonely?
Yeah, sometimes there are times when you're frustrated or something happens and there's really no one to talk to.
Yeah, that must be really hard.
It. And, you know, we girls, we like to talk and get it out. And there's just really no one you can, you know, talk to about it. So
yeah, I'm really sorry about that. That's
That's a drawback. It's not like I can, you know, call up my bestie and go, oh, this happened today, girl. I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Because she's not going to understand.
Certain social situations are probably awkward for you when people are asking, what do you do? Because that's the famous question. I hate that question, too. It's like, is none of your business. You hate that question, too?
Absolutely.
I was like, I'm a janitor, and I'm from Yugoslavia, and I work for like $2 an hour. What are you going to say about that, you know? But anyways. And then I assume like maybe it's probably, I've seen a lot of things in the news lately that really frustrate me because I really stand by sex workers. They are a worker. And just like a McDonald's worker or anyone else or fast food worker, I shouldn't have said that word. I think they deserve the same worker rights as a lot of other people. But big companies like Amazon are blocking sex workers from having accounts and things like that. And I just think that's very unfair because I know those guys that, that are the CEOs and everything. A lot of them are watching porn and they're on the other side of the transaction. So I find it to be a crime for anyone to hurt anyone in your profession. I want to make that clear.
Okay.
Well, I think it's a crime.
Yeah.
Horrible.
You know, it's just the way society has viewed this for a long time now because we live in a patriarchal society.
Yeah. So they think that you're the bad one and they're the good one in the transaction?
Well, right. I mean, let's face it, Heidi Fleiss went to prison. Charlie Sheen didn't.
Mm-mm.
And he wrote her a check.
Ooh.
Ryan? I mean, that is proof.
I know there are some countries out there. I think Sweden is one of them where they've made it illegal for the men and legal for, or the customer is illegal because there's male prostitutes too.
Right.
They've made it illegal for the customer and legal for the worker so that the worker has more ability to go to the police when something happens to them. When something bad happens in your situation, you probably can't even go to the police. So I think that's, you know, something
well, thankfully,
I hope
I've never had to cross that bridge, but I have thought about it.
Good.
What if I had to bash somebody upside the head with a baseball bat?
Right.
And so what would I say to them?
You've never had that. You've never had to.
No.
Most guys are pretty nice.
No, most guys are pretty nice. And like Good. I said, if they come across as being anything but, I just don't click. See them. There's no need to go down that road.
Awesome. Okay. And do you feel that you're doing anything wrong? Like some people would say, oh, you're destroying marriages and you're an awful person.
I do not. One thing that I have learned about men is that until they're gray, they will be 90 years old looking for, you know, intimacy. And even if they're getting at home sometimes, they're looking for variation or who knows what motivates them so much. But it does seem to be a fundamentally very important part of their lives. And that is the one thing about me. I'm not like a mistress. I'm never going to want to have him leave his children or, you know, blackmail him. It is a very cut and dry deal. It's not, it is a victimless, as they say, crime. It's between two consenting adults.
They do their business and leave. You have nothing to do with their
and
life.
And on the same token, I want them to leave me alone. So that's the same, you know, we have the same kind of parameters.
Cool.
Your life is your life. My life is my life, and we are meeting to enjoy some time together.
Well, I was thinking about that question. We're going to run out of time. I know I'm going to want to have you back on the show because it's so fascinating to me. But I was thinking about that question, and I was like, you know what? If they're going to say you're a bad person, they've got to say that every business is a bad person, like every hotel is a bad person. They should shut down because somebody might be getting a room for their mistress or an affair or a prostitute. They have to shut down every flower company, every car company, every chocolate company, because those guys might be purchasing something. So basically, I don't view it as your fault, anything that happens. I view it as the customer's responsibility. You're just a business offering a service like a hotel does, like a flower shop does. And if they're doing it for, if they have a wife and they're doing it for a purpose that's not for their wife, that's, you don't ask other companies to shut down.
Right. And how do I know his wife's not been in a coma for the last 13 years?
Right.
And, he's just trying to get a little comfort.
You have no idea. Or she could be in an open relationship. In Italy, I think I heard a lot of the wives send their husbands to mistresses because they're like, I don't want to touch you anymore. Get out of there and go see a girl.
Well, I think I'm about 1,000 times more moral than these like payday loan people that prey upon poor people and charge them 900% for their loans and...
Right. Oh,
that
right.
Ruin people's lives.
Like if you drive gasoline, you're supporting wars and killing other people in other countries. So let's just say you're a courier. You're supporting murder. You're actually creating murder. So I stand with you on that you're just creating love and happiness in the world. I think that's, you know.
Good vibrations.
Yep. All right. So we're getting close. We're about 8 minutes down. I want to actually did something for kind of for fun. I was thinking about your world a lot. Okay. And I want to ask you if these are true or false questions. First of all, do you respect yourself or not? Do you feel that you respect yourself?
I do, yes.
Awesome. So anyone who says that these girls, because I've seen videos on Facebook and there's a girl on the street, a hooker, and people are like, she doesn't respect herself and they're being really cruel to her and I just want to kill those people. She does respect herself. She just needs her freaking rent and you need to shut up. Okay. I have a thing I had come up. I was thinking about your world versus the real world, what people are going to call the real world, even though, you know, I'm sure your world is real too. I'm just saying your world is the prostitute world and the real world with no prostitutes in it. And just tell me if these are true or false, okay? I was thinking everything's reversed in the world, in your world. So in the real world, if a girl gets offended if a guy offers her money for sex, right? She's like, what? But in your world, I assume you get offended if he doesn't offer you money for sex. Is that
true? Yes, I'm afraid that's not a good thing.
Like, you better pay
we have an arrangement here.
Right? Like you feel valuable.
I'm not here because we're in love.
Because other girls in the real world, they're thinking you're devaluing me and saying I'm valueless for offering me money. You're saying I'm valuable. You better offer me some money. So I thought that was interesting. Okay, so that was true. In the real world, a girl gets offended. I already said that one. Sorry. Okay, in the real world, a girl wants a guy to stick around with her, but you probably want him to leave as fast as possible. True or false?
Well, I'm afraid, yes, he has to leave at a certain point. I'm not going to spend the rest of my life with him. I'm not going to meet his parents or,
okay.
Do his laundry.
Awesome. Take that money and go. Thank you. All right, so you like the wham, bam, thank you, ma'am?
Well, at hours and hours of time, it can be a little bit difficult to be creative and carry your enthusiasm. I will admit that. Shorter durations, you are much more better prepared to be enthusiastic.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. And offer better service.
Sorry, I got to cut you off. Uh-huh. Okay, moving on. In the real world, I was thinking a girl wants a guy with a big dick, right? Huge cock. Cock's cable. In your world, I think...
No, not always.
Okay, well, not always. But that there is a stereotype that a lot of women want a big dick, right? She's right. I don't care. Honestly, to me, it's more about how much I like the guy. But, there's something interesting about the big dicks. All right. But I was thinking there's that thing where a lot of girls like the big dicks. But in your world, I bet you want a small dick. Is that true or false?
Well, not necessarily small, but not too big. Yeah, too big can be bad and awkward and painful. And
it would hurt, right?
It can.
See, yeah. This is like the perfect realm for all these guys. That you want them to come and go. You want the small dick. You want...
Unlike Goldilocks, I want it to be just
no personal
right.
attachment. Okay, so Goldilocks, you want it just right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I had the last one is, in the real world, a girl probably wants a guy to last a really long time during sex. In your world, you probably want him to not last very long and come really fast. Is that true or false?
That's absolutely true.
True.
Yes.
Like absolutely true. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome, right? Okay, so...
You don't want to disappoint your customer.
Mm-hmm.
He has a certain idea of that he is a Lothario and a great lover. But, you do want to finish the job, sure.
All right, so I just found that fascinating that, I was like, wow, her world is complete opposite of the regular world. So that's kind of mind-blowing right there. And then for you being a prostitute at 56 years old, a lot of people are going to say that, that's nasty and only young girls are attractive. Do you have anything to say to them?
I think everybody has their market. I think that there are men who want a big, beautiful woman. There are men who want younger women. There are men who want older women. Everyone has somebody who wants them.
Okay. And I had some comments from people who watched the show. They already made these comments on the show wall. They said that you must feel sad, used, harmed. What do you have to say to that?
Absolutely not. I feel empowered.
Empowered? Why? Because you're making your own money?
Because I'm my own boss, and I decide who I see and who I don't, and I don't have to do anything I don't want to do. I would think that people who are in some corporate position where they are dictated their rules to are must feel a little bit less about themselves than I do.
And I just want to ask you another question, unrelated, just because... It's interesting to me. You as a prostitute, what is your opinion on what would make the world a better place. Do you have anything like, you know, what do you think? Underwater hotels, pods for the homeless to sleep in?
Well,
do you have any vision?
I have been telling my clients lately that I think it'd be a great idea if all those people in the Middle East would get them out of those sacks and let them wear mini skirts and high heels and let the women have sexual freedom, and then those young men would be doing some other than toting a gun around wanting to kill people.
So oh my.
I think good consensual sex is a good thing, and an orgasm a day keeps the doctor away.
It's kind of funny because we think you look a little bit you know, Middle Eastern right now.
Oh yes,
like with
I
burka,
do.
Shiny silver burqa.
I've got to cover my head.
I personally feel that no woman should wear a mini skirt if she doesn't want to, and shouldn't have to uncover if she doesn't want to. But she also shouldn't have to cover up if she doesn't want to, because it's her body. So that's my personal opinion. Is, you know, wear what you want to wear, but of course, in some places, they don't have that freedom. So, and can you tell us quickly what's the craziest place you've had sex?
The craziest place?
Yeah.
Oh, an elevator.
An elevator.
Yeah. Woo! That's the craziest one?
I like that. That's daring. That's right in public. And what's the number one hottest thing that you think makes a guy visually hot? Like gorgeous? Like handsome?
Oh, his eyes.
His eyes. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, everybody, we're winding down the show. We only have about a minute and a half. I just want to note that Tom Zarzewski, he was on one of our other shows. He's a filmmaker. He's on Indiegogo right now for Revenge of the Hamburgers. So please go on there and help him fund his film. Also, really fast, topic of the day. I don't have any time to discuss it really, but I was thinking a weird thought the other day. And it was that everybody on this planet is a blonde.
Excuse me?
If you think about it, everybody on this planet is a blonde. And it's a good day to bring this up because I have red hair on right now. I'm actually brunette. When you strip off the brown, there's blonde underneath. And every single person on this planet, when you strip off the color, we're all blonde.
Okay.
I hope not.
So stop torturing the blondes, because you know what? You're all stupid. We're all blondes and we're all dumb, okay? So thank you so much for coming on the show. Really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Yeah, I really appreciate your courage. You know, I'll have you back on again.
Okay.
Maybe, you know, if we have more questions for you and stuff like that. I find your life fascinating. I stand for you, and I stand for all the sex workers in the world, and I will continue to do that with the rest of my life, because I think it's hideous what's happening to women out there. I do not think women are sluts for having sex. You are empowered for having sex, and sex is not a bad thing.
So, everybody wants it. I don't know why they get so uptight.
A lot of things out there that are worse than sex in the world.
You bet.
Right? Mm-hmm. Causing killing and torture and things that really make me suffer and make me confused. So, all right, everybody, this is the Sydney Silver Show. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Have a good day.